Welcome back, everyone, to Ringwood. Ceiling Wildcats 30, Ringwood Red Devils 8 here at the half. And wanted to update you on some scores. It has gone final in Meade. The Meade Buffaloes are going to the Final Four. They beat Gessel 70-20 in just a pasting of Gessel. So Meade's going to move on, and that Meade squad's got a real good chance of possibly winning the state title. That is a good football team. Things did not go so well for South Barber Chieftains. They fall tonight big as their season will end in the state quarterfinals. And elsewhere, as we take a look around the state of Oklahoma, Mountain View Goaty Bowes already ended it with Sharon Mutual. Tyrone's already beat Thackerville. You want to talk about a long way to drive. Thackerville to Tyrone.
Oh.
That's like a 6 hour. What, that's got to be 6 hours?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, at least.
That is a long way to go. 57-12, Tyrone wins. Timberlake over Oaks, 54-0, as Timberlake once again only plays one half of football.
Yeah, they haven't. Maybe I missed, but I don't think they have. Every one of their games has been.
I don't know that they've played a second half this year. Those guys are going to be super rested come down the stretch here. Winoka leads Temple or beat Temple 46-0. It's already over in Winoka. Boys City leads Maysville 22-14. Boys City trying to pull the upset in Class C. Wesleyan Christian up big on Sasakwa 35-8. Maud up on Welch 48-0. Maud's supposed to be pretty good. That's somebody I don't really know a lot about. That's trying to crash that party of what really it looks like to be a Tyrone, Mountain View, Timberlake triumvirate there in terms of trying to win that gold ball there in Class C, as well as Winoka trying to crash that party also. Class B, where we're at right now, as we mentioned, it is 30-8 ceiling in front here at the half in Ringwood. Laverne's already ended it with Cherokee, 54-8. The Tigers doing what we thought they'd do. Shattuck absolutely destroys Pond Creek Hunter, 48-0. There are people that thought that might be close.
Yeah. I think, Shattuck's good. They are good.
They are good, and it's underrated. Really underrated, especially if Caden Laverty's healthy for a whole game of football.
That's right.
Valco Forgan, 62. O'Keen, 8. Pioneer beats Drumright, 54-0. All them moving on. Velma Alma, big over Surreal. A lot of big scores out here. Regent Prep up 36-22 on Covington Douglas, kind of a close one. And speaking of close ones, winner of this one will get Caddo and Snyder. It's right now 30 Caddo, Snyder 26.
So good ball game.
Tight
there.
One there. Winner of that gets the winner of this. Garber destroys Foyle. And for a prize, Garber will now move on and get Dewar in round two. And that's a tough one for the Wolverines in just the second round. Also, looks like Davenport's already put away Yale, 48-0. Davenport is going to be a good team to watch out for in Class B. So a lot of good squads in Class B. Moving on up to Class A, it looks like Morrison up big over Oklahoma Union, 36-0. Pawhuska's up big over Hominy. A lot of the favorites. Ringling was 6-0 hitting. It is now 46-6 Ringling.
Yeah, so kind of felt like that might happen.
Quickly turns around there for the Blue Devils. Cashin up big on Dibble, 48-14. Hooker 51, Boone Apache 0. And poor Boone Apache, Hooker taking it out on them after that great game we had last week in Fairview that Hooker fell just short of. Speaking of Fairview, they beat Cordell 48-6. Also, looks like
we got Moreland. We haven't talked about Moreland.
14-14. Yeah. Moreland and Minko tied up in a good one. And Burns Flat, Dills City, 42. Burns Flat, 28. Mangum, that would be a surpriser to some people. That tough A1 district as Burns Flat, a bit of a surprise. Oklahoma Christian Academy is giving Elmore City Purnell all they can handle right now. 26-20, Elmore City. As we whip around, no word yet. See if we can figure out what's going on with the Canadian Wildcats as well, as they are in action tonight. Huge upset in Class 3A2 football in Texas as Childress went down to Stanton. Childress was a 44-point favorite in that football game. They lost it to Stanton in the opening round of the Texas playoffs. But that is Texas.
Yeah.
You better bring it every week, or you never know what could happen there.
Can you imagine being a 44-point favorite?
With the electric atmosphere of a Texas playoff game. Yeah. I mean, Stanton must be beside themselves. Is really Canadian's district having a tough one. Abernathy's up on Friona 33-14 as well, and Canadian is trailing Idaloo 21-7. So really, just a down year all around for that entire district.
Yeah, that's
for
unusual.
Canadian. down 14. Even Spearman, the other team in that district, and they have a Division I football player. They're losing to Lubbock Roosevelt 36-11. It's a very good Roosevelt team, though, that they drew.
Is Brennan Thompson playing? Do you know?
I don't know. He was out for a while. Yeah. He came back. I want to say yes,
yeah.
But it's hard to say. He's been in and out of the lineup so much. They're just now taking the field for both squads. 111 to go. 30-8 our score here. Sealing leads at the half. Story of this one, injuries, as Jackson Meyer went down when the game was 8-8. Started out with an interception by Tanner Greb. Ringwood took the ball back. 44-yard touchdown run. Jackson Meyer, Cody Conaway got the two-point conversion. That made it 8-0. And then a fumble by Caden Manuel. Gave the ball right back, but then a punt by Ringwood after a couple. They had a nice little drive, but ended up having to punt the football. And then that gave the ball back to Sealing. Caden Manuel with a 32-yard touchdown run. And Cody Peaster with a two-point conversion. Made it 8-8 after the first quarter. And right about that time, right before they punted, was when Jackson Meyer went out of the football game. He will not be returning. He has a hurt wrist, what hopefully for him is not a broken wrist.
Yeah.
But looks like he will not be returning to this football game tonight. Changed the complexion of the game, because then we saw a 65-yard touchdown pass from Caden Manuel to Cody Peaster, and then a two-point conversion run by Peaster to follow it up, made it 16-8. Then a 44-yard run after a turnover on downs by Caden Manuel, two-point conversion run by Cody Peaster, and that followed that with an interception by Jarrett Totfest. Sealing got the ball back. Another drive following a 44-yard pass that put him on the 4-yard line. And then Caden Manuel threw a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jaron Hunter. Extra point was no good. And that's where we sit, 30-8. There was another interception by Jarrett Totfest. Backup quarterback Rowdy Schmitz throwing a couple picks in this football game, stepping in spot duty there for Caden Manuel. And really, we saw Ringwood just basically try to power run the ball as long as they could,
yeah,
until Sealing started to be really toughen up front. And that's been really the story of the game, is can Ringwood manufacture enough offense to claw out a 30-8 hole?
Yeah, hopefully they had a chance. Of course, this has all happened so fast with the injuries that you aren't expecting. And so obviously they had time to hopefully come up with a plan. I kind of like that, you know, what they were doing with the and you're just kind of the wildcat and just run downhill and pick up some yards. They had some success doing that. They haven't really shown the ability they're going to be to throw the ball.
We're also going to wait and see if Cesar Charqueno comes back in. He was banged up towards the end.
It didn't look good
of that half.
Yeah.
And he was walking around, but so far haven't been able to see him out there, see if how he's moving on it. Good news is halftime hits. You get a chance to regroup. As obviously you were not planning on having this happen if you're Coach Worley.
No.
And a chance to kind of regroup and go in there and say, hey, you know, we got one half of football left. No matter how this ends, we're gonna give them everything we got right now.
Right. And, you know, you've got it's conceivably your last ball game. So you got to put it all on the line and just try to – kind of turn the momentum back around. They lost that momentum there late in the first quarter, and real impressed by what Sealing has done, though. They've Manuel is a really, really good player, and he's only going to get better.
Now, I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but, you know, the rumor mill went crazy. Sealing had a lot of off-field stuff going on over the last few weeks that has since been seemingly either cleared up or and you can go either way as a football team when a lot of stuff happens off the field. It can tear you apart,
right,
or it can bring you together. They really look galvanized in that second quarter specifically, and that is a testament to that coaching staff and those kids out there to put all that aside and go out here and say, hey, playoffs are here. Who cares what happens outside of here? This is what happens in our locker room.
Right.
And it's showing a lot of heart tonight are the Sealing Wildcats. This could have been the kind of things. And, you know, we don't really know. We weren't there personally,
no,
so we can't really comment on it. But, you know, suffice to say, it was an emotional few weeks, and they have really bounced back and played well. And it's been a testament to that staff and those kids. So good on them right now, playing well, playing for each other.
Yes. Yeah, they had could have easily have just folded their tent. And they've come out here and playing with heart, playing hard, and I think they got a good game plan. I ran the ball, and then they've taken some shots down the field that had success with. So
This is a dangerous team.
Yep.
I mean, they could. They've already beat Snyder, who is. They beat him 22-0, and Snyder right now in a tight one with Caddo. They know they can win that one.
Right.
Moving on, and nobody is gonna expecting them to do. You know, they're gonna be the definitive underdog from here on out.
Yeah,
really.
They sure are. Yes.
Just showing how deep District B1, District A1 as well. And, you know, I heard some guys talking about it the other day. You know, that there's a different breed of eight-man football in Northwest Oklahoma. Is that these kids are iron tough.
Yeah, they're battle tested too. You know, they beat each other up to a degree, and they're not shell shocked when they play these other teams. And it's a good brand of football.
Charquino's back in there. He's back deep to receive with Gonzalez, and Ringwood does get the football first, and they kick it to Gonzalez. Takes it down the right hash, looking for a block. Nice patience in there. Tries to duck it up inside. Gets all the way back to the 35-yard line before he's brought down. Good return by 22. First and 10, Ringwood. And we'll see what Coach Worley has drawn up for this second half, trailing 30-8. Ringwood's going to be going left to right again there in the red jerseys, white pants, red hats here in the second half. Ceiling on defense. The white jerseys, black pants, black hats of the Wildcats. Ringwood taking their time. Cody Conway is going to be wide right. Charquino wide left, and this is a bit of a wrinkle.
That's unusual.
Twins to the left. Maybe one man in motion across the formation. It's Charquino. They fake it to him. Quick slant inside, and nice pass by Rowdy Schmidt. Gets a nice little five-yard slant. And good start there for the Red Devils. Logan Palmer with the catch.
Yeah, it's nice to see Charquino back out on the field. So.
Especially in the senior year.
Yeah.
You want him to be out there, and you want him to close this thing out however it ends. One of just a couple seniors, as we mentioned at the top. Both of these squads going to have a lot of talent coming back next year. Second and five for Ringwood. Ball at the 40-yard line. Now they're going to go trips right, one receiver left, a true spread, empty backfield for Schmidt. Shotgun snap, quick, another quick throw, left side, looking at Palmer again, and he picks up a couple and driven down. I like what they're doing here. They're trying to make Schmidt comfortable early,
yeah,
throwing the football.
Yeah, those aren't hard throws. They've got a pretty good cushion over on both sides, and they're taking advantage of it.
Quick to the football, though, his ceiling has really done a much better job of tackling tonight than they have their last three or four football games. That's going to have to continue if they want to make a run here in the postseason. So far, it's working out. 30-8, they lead Ringwood. Trips again to the right, one receiver to the left. They need 2 yards, third and two. Shit all alone. Shotgun snap, quick throw, other side. Charquino looking for space, trying to get those first down yardage. He gets it, gets one more, two more, makes a man miss, still in his feet. Charquino down to the 45. Had him wrapped up three or four times, and just as we mentioned, ceiling's tackling. Yep. That time they couldn't bring him down.
No, they couldn't bring him down, but what a determined run. That was where I didn't think he was going to come back in the game. He comes back and makes a really great play.
That's a great example of a guy who had a little scare, thought I might not be able to play this last half of my senior year, and
yeah,
has come out determined. First and 10, 45-yard line for the Ringwood Red Devils. Trips again to the right. Conway's kind of back off the slot. They're going to put a man in motion. Charquino, jet sweep action. They throw it to Conway. They got to get him down. He lowers that shoulder. He rumbles forward and picks up a couple more. The big man showing some balance. Got about five. It looked like should have been two. And he is a load.
He is big boy now.
Brock Gore again on the tackle. Brock Gore has been everywhere in that linebacker spot tonight for Sealing. He's been in on almost all these tackles, it seems like. Sealing getting lighter up front. Bowen comes off. Duarte now at that nose tackle spot as Ringwood's forced Sealing to change their front. They're trying to get after Schmidt. Charquino goes in front of him. Low snap. He picks it up. A little screen outside to the left. And the flat. The ball's on the ground. And they're going to say incomplete. As it was loose, Sealing disagrees, but that is going to be an incomplete pass to Charquino. It was blown up almost instantly. Hudson Hamer was there first. Third and five for Ringwood.
One of the officials had kind of motioned like it was going to be a fumble, but apparently not. So
White Hat blew it dead in the back here pretty quickly. And it was pretty bang-bang. It could have went either way. Third five. Ringwood catches a break. They don't get a fumble. There's Twins to the left and right. Everybody's spread out for Rowdy Schmidt. Motion up front for Sealing. They're coming after him. Quick throw. Charquino, and he's wrapped up. And great job by Jarrett Totfest.
Totfest again, yeah.
They tried to block him on the edge. They sent Alec Anderson out there to block him, and Totfest shed the block and made the stop. No gain.
Yeah, it's a big play here for Ringwood.
9:24 in the third quarter. They trail 30-8, but got a little something cooking. But fourth and five upcoming. They're not going to be able to throw a screen here or out into the flat like they've been throwing these wide receiver hitches. See if they throw another flare pass. Bunch formation, and they were going to run out of time. So it looks like they got the timeout, and they did indeed get it. So Ringwood calls timeout here in the third quarter. Didn't want to get that delay of game penalty, but we will take it with them. Sealing 30, Ringwood 8, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back after this on our road to the top on K101.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. They are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about their 5% discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417. Back in the 1970s, when a young man came to town to seek his fortune, he needed three things: a place to stay, a good tailor, and a loan with Benbrook Loans. Today, Benbrook Loans is still helping young people who are starting out, because Benbrook Loans has grown to the size it is today by giving sound financial advice and loan service to people for over 47 years. Our loan customers have the time to listen to your family's problems, make decisions, and act fast. That's why Benbrook Loans still believes when you need cash, it never hurts to ask. Benbrook Loans, 9th and Main in Woodward. We didn't invent personal service, we just never forgot it.
Back in Ringwood, quickly to the line come the Red Devils in a huge 4th and 5. Shotgun snap, Rowdy Schmidt, he rolls right, he throws out middle of the field. It's picked off by Pister. Stepped in front of it, flags everywhere, and I think we're going to get contact after the throw. And there's going to be a block. Pister still on his feet. He may take this to the house. There are flags everywhere. He's down to the 20. He's going to run this back for a touchdown, but this is more than likely.
I think we got rough in the pass.
There is so many flags on the field, they're out of flags.
Yeah.
And there's a player down late. Rowdy Schmidt is now limping. They tried to blow that dead. I guess they can't blow it, but they wanted him to stop. But Pister actually returned that about 70 yards, and now Rowdy Schmidt is limping. And if your backup quarterback is hurt, you're running out of options. But this is going to be roughing the passer. I think you're right. They threw the flag instantly, and
that's
going to be a break.
I don't know if it necessarily hit him late, but he hit him high up towards the head area, and you just don't do that.
I don't think that's what hurt him. I think he got hurt trying to tackle Pister at the end. And a lot of these other flags were on the return, blocks in the back and holds and such. They better make sure they got all the flags. There's one down there. I think they missed. They've just saw it. It's so many flags out there that they get them rounded up. Still talking about, just trying to sort this out. If it's rubbing the passer, it does not matter. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty in the return. Will be null and void. Coach Worley wants to know what's going on here. They're trying to explain it to him. Now this, there's the personal foul. Roughing the passer. That is on Sealing. They're going to get another personal foul on Sealing after the return. And another one, this one on Ringwood. That's going to offset to fourth. They're going to replay the down.
Offsetting penalties, personal foul on both sides. Well, I think they had two personal fouls.
2-1, and you still offset.
And they gave
fourth down.
Interesting. Now, I don't know what they were on the return, but they must have been pretty bad if they called offsetting penalties. That is it. I mean, if the roughing play happens, the return should have been negated anyway.
That's right.
But I guess it could, because it's a personal foul, It can happen at any time on the field for anything. So they're going to replay fourth down. It would have been a huge break for Ringwood, although it ends up being kind of a break because the interception doesn't count. And Schmitz back in there playing hurt. Trips receivers to the left. Schmitz looking left. Throws it downfield looking for Charquino. Sideline. He stays in bounds. Did he catch it? He caught it. First down. Ringwood Red Devils. A nice adjustment by Charquino.
What a play.
Schmitz threw it short. Charquino came back to get it.
Yeah, just a little wheel route out of the left side. And nice plays, especially on fourth down.
Good drive by Ringwood coming out of the locker room, down their starting QB. First and 10 ball now at the 27-yard line. Driving into Sealing territory, 30-8. Sealing leads Ringwood, 8:34 to go in the third quarter. An electrical problem earlier is why we're only in the third quarter here. Some other games have wrapped up. Low snap, Schmidt, quick fire right, and overthrows Charquino. He wasn't open anyway. Jaron Hunter was breathing down his neck. Schmidt just came up firing off the snap. They're really just snapping it to him and letting it rip, basically, on these quick throws for Schmidt.
Yeah, I really thought they would, emphasize running the ball more with Meyer being hurt, but it's just the opposite. They're actually throwing the ball.
30-8, Sealing in front. Ringwood driving. Second and 10. Ball at the 27-yard line. Man in motion's Charquino. Goes in front of Schmidt. He's going to throw it right over the top and had an open man and a flag down, and they're going to call holding on the back end. He was trying to get Alec Anderson the football on the skinny post in the middle of the field, and that's going to be more than likely holding the receiver, which is pass interference. No signal yet, though. They are still trying to clear this up. And pass interference on the defense. There it is. That's going to move the Red Devils forward. So a mistake by Sealing. Really was almost an uncatchable football. But maybe it's uncatchable because they held him.
Yeah, it looked like maybe he had his impeding his progress, so to speak. So
first and goal. Nope, not quite first and goal. Looks like the ball is going to be placed on the 15, so they can get a first down on the 5-yard line. First and 10 from the 15.
From the Sealing 14.
Wide receiver out to the right. One back in the backfield. It's Conaway. They give it to him. They try to rumble, get Cody Conaway down, and he's stuck at the end by Manuel. What a collision in the hole. And Conaway and Manuel met. That's two big boys hitting right there in the hole.
You're exactly right.
Good tackle by Manuel. Hutchison actually kind of had him around the legs. Pickup of a yard, second and 9 for Ringwood. Need a score, 8:03 to go in the third quarter. Sealing 30, Ringwood 8. Red Devils trying to get some more points on that scoreboard. Showing a lot of guts here coming out of the locker room with this sustained drive. Receiver to the right, Conaway, wildcat snap. Schmitz is lead blocker, goes right, cuts back left. He's stuck once, he's stuck twice, tries to spin out of it. Nice tackle again. It spun right to Newt Hutchison, who's been great again tonight for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Hutchison just kind of trailed the play a little bit and was there to make the tackle. Made a good play, good solid tackle.
Only a junior is Newt, 5'8", 165. Another great night. He was all over the backfield when they played. We had him in Canton playing well again this evening. Here comes maybe a power formation. Last time they direct snapped at Conway. He's got Schmidt back there in the gun. See if they run it again. Third and 9. Snap. Looks down the right side. He's looking for Charquino. Back in the end zone. It's popped up into the air, and he's dragged down, and they threw another flag. And that's an interesting call. The ball was tipped, and Charquino was dragged down to the ground as he tried to catch the tip. That's going to be pass interference again, and Sealing bails out the Red Devils one more time.
Yep.
Now, that has to be pass interference before the tip, because after the ball's tipped,
right,
that's a live football, and you can do whatever you want to the guy on the ground. Well, not whatever you want, but you can make a lot more contact. So that's going to be on Sealing, pass interference, first and goal.
It was in double coverage, and it could have been, we couldn't tell for sure, but it could have been the the other defender that was that interfered.
Ball on the 8-yard line. They're saying it's not a first down. It's third and two. Now, I was under the impression that would have been in the back of the end zone, would have been a first down, but it is not. They give it to Conway, third and two. He's stuck instantly, and he's not going to make it. And I'm a little confused at some of the spots in this football game.
Yeah.
It's been very confusing spots. As to me, I thought if you get an interference all the way in the back of the end zone, that's a first down play, I was under the impression, but it is not. It's now fourth and one and a huge fourth down for Ringwood, trailing 30-8 with 6:36 to go. Not only that, the clock is ticking. Fourth and two. Eight seconds on the play clock. Ringwood's got to hurry. 6 seconds left. Schmidt under center, and they might have to burn another timeout. So Coach Worley has to burn timeout number two. With 6:20 to go in the third quarter, ceiling 30, Ringwood 8. Back after this on our road to the top on K101.
Need financing for a new home or want to refinance your current one? Bank 7 has the home loan products to suit all types of borrowers. Pre-qualify now by filling out their secure online form at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and let their mortgage specialist design a mortgage just for you. Subject to credit approval, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 677-297.
Back here, Gary, Chris Field, Trent Caldwell, Chris Stewart here. Ceiling 30, Ringwood 8, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. And Ringwood just having to use two timeouts already. Just that play clock starting to wind down. And well, it's still confusing to me that that was not a first down.
Yeah, me too. And I don't claim to know all the rules. I'm sure they know what they're talking about, but I sure thought that was a first down.
Instead, it's fourth and two. Fourth and two, ball at the 7-yard line. Spread formation, Smith in a gun, fakes it to give to the back. He throws it quick out to the flat and overthrows his receiver. He was looking for Anderson, couldn't quite connect, and a turnover on downs after a nice drive by Ringwood.
Yeah, Ringwood needed to score there. They really did. If there is, again, a saving grace, they're going to have a gut ceiling back up in a really poor field position.
In a crazy, really a crazy first drive with the penalties and some spots out there that were a little questionable.
But they had some success, Ringwood did.
Yeah. Kudos to them coming out of the locker room and sticking it to ceiling a little bit. But now Wildcats have the ball. Manuel with the keeper. He was going to pitch it. He hurdled a man. He's out to the 15. He's down to the 20-yard line. He's to the 30. Tries to throw a sift throw. Cuts it back inside. He's hit once and driven down at the 35. Wow. And Alec Anderson saved a touchdown. Caden Manuel. And we got a man on the ground, and I believe that's Conway. And Cody Conway is slow to get up, but he will get up. Ringwood cannot afford another injury. Starting quarterback Jackson Meyer out in the first quarter, and since then it's been all ceiling Wildcats. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. They lead 30-8 over Ringwood. And Caden Manuel, you try to go low to stop him, and he just jumps you. I don't know what you're supposed to do there.
Well, he keeps his legs moving too, and
And he also keeps his head downfield. Yeah. I love that about him. The pass is never out of the question. There's the give to Peaster around the right side, and he is wrapped up instantly. Nice tackle as soon as he got the football. And looks like, I think that was Martinez. I believe that was Cecilio, yep.
Yeah, it was.
Number 15. It's going to be no gain on the play. His Martinez was right back there. Almost took the handoff. 5:22 left in the third quarter, 38 ceiling. They got Twins receivers to the left. Totfest is near us. Ceiling going right to left here. There is one back in the backfield to the left of Caden Manuel. He's in the shotgun. He fakes the give to Hunter. He keeps it up the middle. He stuck once, stuck twice. And that time, good team tackling by the Red Devils as a couple different players. Martinez was there again to finish it off. Third and five. Nice game for number 15 tonight. He's been all over the place there for Ringwood.
Yeah, we've mentioned his name a lot, and has been real, real active. And, boy, you got to.
He really had to fill in defensively for Jackson Meyer, who was playing well on defense. Martinez has come in, and they've missed him on offense, but not as much on defense with Martinez in there. Third and five for the Wildcats, taking their time. Clock is ticking, 4:24 to go. There's 3 seconds left on the play clock. They got to get this play off. 1 second, and they just get it off. Manual option play. Fakes a pitch, keeps it himself, sucks it up inside, gets the first down, and more. He's still on his feet. Still on his feet. He's down to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20, and he slips, and the turf monster grabs him at the 15. He had no one in front of him, and he just fell down. Oh, no.
Oh, his dad's going to give him a hard time about that one.
He was gone.
Yeah.
And the only guy who can tackle Gary Manuel tonight, or Caden Manuel tonight, is the grass, apparently. As he got hit by three or four Red Devils on that play, and nobody brought him down. All the way down to the 14-yard line, and boy, is his future bright.
Yes, it is.
Two receivers wide right, pistol formation now for Sealing. Ringwood up in the box. He does gives it to the back and brought down instantly and right in contact. And that looked like that was Gonzalez there from that nose tackle position. Instantly ate that up and give it to Jaron Hunter. That's a loss of two.
Yeah, that play had that was a disaster for Sealing there. They didn't have no chance.
Ball's on the 17-yard line, so they are in the red zone. Sealing leads 30-8 over Ringwood, 3:15 to go in this third quarter. Totfest is wide right. In the slot is Hamer. They look over to Totfest. Out of a little hitch route on the right side, looking for a block, gets one. He's going to take it over to the edge, picks up seven or eight before he's driven out of bounds. And Totfest playing well tonight for Sealing.
Yeah, he's got a little, got some quickness there. And
number 31, Alec Anderson.
He is one of the seniors on the Sealing team. Yeah. He is one of those who will not be back next year, and they're going to miss him. Third and four. Long for Sealing. 2:57 left down this third quarter. Same formation. Going to be two receivers out there. It's a pistol, though. Looks like Jaron Hunter right behind Manuel in the shotgun. Snap. Manuel, keeper, all the way around the left side. He lowers that shoulder again, still on his feet, and bulldozes his way in for a touchdown. What a run by Manuel. 8-yard touchdown run. They hit him a couple times, and Caden Manuel would not be denied. It's 36-8, Sealing Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, we talked about they had Sealing had real poor field position, and one big play from Manuel, and the second big play from Manuel, and then a touchdown by Manuel.
And he just wears on defenses. Now you could see Ringwood, as the game has moved along, it has been harder and harder to tackle number nine.
Exactly.
He's all alone, empty backfield. He's going to look to throw out route right side and batted away and incomplete. Nice job defensively out there on the corner by Logan Palmer. Two-point conversion doesn't count, but Sealing strikes again. It's 36-8, Sealing in front of Ringwood. 2:51 to go in the third quarter. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
The holidays are a time for traditions. They're a time for... and a time for... They're also a time where you might end up a little short on cash. When life happens fast, you can always count on Benbrook Loans to help you through. So enjoy the holidays as we continue the tradition of when you need cash, it never hurts to ask. And Benbrook Loans can make it happen. Call 580-256-5766 or visit Benbrook Loans at 9th and Main in Woodward.
Back at Gary Chris Field, the Sealing Wildcats putting on a show, 36-8. They lead the Ringwood Red Devils, 2:51 to go. Caden Manuel, after an interception on the opening drive and a fumble in his second drive, has went ballistic. He's got a 32-yard touchdown run, a 65-yard touchdown pass, a 44-yard run, a 4-yard touchdown pass, and now an 8-yard touchdown run off the back of what would have been about a 70-yard touchdown run until he tripped up on the turf.
Yes. Yeah, I thought maybe that we're going to have a rematch Sealing and Snyder next week, but if this game
stays the course. Caddo beat Snyder 36-26, so it'll be the winner of this game versus Caddo.
A lot of finals already as we are behind everybody else due to that electrical problem. Kickoff fielded by Ringwood, Logan Palmer. But oh, that's Martinez. Celia Martinez picks it up at the 40-yard line, takes it out to the 42. And Cecilio going to set Ringwood up with, looks like, whoop, no, that ball is out. They're going to spot it at the 34. And that's where Ringwood takes over, trailing 36-8 to the Celia Wildcats, 2:45 left in the third quarter. If you're just joining us, it's been a crazy night. We had an electrical outage that we thought could last up to an hour, but that quickly was back on, but did delay the game quite a bit, which is, if you're just tuning in, that's why we're still on only in the third quarter. And an injury to Ringwood quarterback Jackson Meyer, their star quarterback, is in the first quarter, really been the difference in the game. The ceiling was 8-8 before Jackson went out, and Wildcats since have blown it open, but nonetheless, not taking away anything from Ceiling, who's been fantastic. And they're going to blow this thing dead before it even gets started. Looks like we got a motion penalty, more than likely. Delay a game. They had almost had a couple of those in the last drive, but they were able to call timeout. They're down to one timeout. Coach Worley did not want to use it, so he's going to go ahead and take the delay a game. Going to be first and 15. And these are the problems you have when you. It's hard to lose a player, a star player. It's real hard to lose your quarterback and your leader in there with control of the huddle, as you can see.
Yeah, they've lost all their momentum and
trying to get everyone in the right place.
They don't have any real offensive rhythm right now at all.
Man in motion, left side's Charquino. They give it to him, runs around the near side, trying to look him for a block. He's stuck once, twice, as once again Brock Gore hit him first. Maybe got a yard.
Yeah, Brock Gore and then Manuel.
Yeah, those two backers for Ceiling are going to be a problem for anybody. They are really good. Those are two good ones. And two young ones, both sophomores. And they play like it. You could tell some of these guys in the same class, they played with each other for so long. And those guys, those two backers, Brock Gore and Caden Manuel, really kind of know where each other are defensively. As Manuel, he quarterbacks the defense just like he quarterbacks the offense.
Pretty impressive for his age.
Yes, and when we spoke with him after the Canton game, he really impressed me too, as that's going to be a direct snap and a keeper all the way. And that is bottled up. His Ceiling was waiting on that one. That is no gainer by Cesar Charquino. Looks like they gave him a yard. Third and 12 upcoming now for Ringwood. All Ceiling right now, 36-8 with 1:39 to go in the third quarter. And third and long, not where you want to be if you're the Red Devils.
I'd have been real curious how this game would have unfolded if Jackson could have played, not gotten hurt.
Yeah, it was a wrist injury. He may have broken it, but he's down there with his jacket on, and he is beside himself. Snap, Schmidt. Quick out and broken up. Nice defense that time by Jarrett Totfest.
Yeah.
What a game for number four tonight. He's got two interceptions on this game and multiple catches. That's going to be punt territory now for Ringwood as that falls incomplete. And a fourth and 12 punt team coming on for the Red Devils. Ceiling leading 36-8. There's 1:09 left in the third quarter. Ringwood ready to punt, and they're going to punt to the always dangerous Cody Pister with his feet at the 44. Here comes the punt straight up in the air by Martinez. It's going to be short and high, bounces at the 50 and bounces toward the sideline and will be blown dead, or downed rather, right inside the 50-yard line. Is Ceiling 46, and that's where the Wildcats take over. 57 seconds left in this third quarter. Trying to put this one away here in a brisk evening in Ringwood. Everybody else wrapping it up. Most games across the state are reaching their end. A lot of local teams moving forward. Balco Forgan and Shattuck and Laverne all holding serve. And that's going to be a no gainer for a first play. Cody Pister gets bottled up quickly. Navarro with the tackle. Second and 10, Sealing. Going right to left now as we're looking at it offensively. And starters still in there, 31 seconds left, leading 36-8. And we'll see if Sealing leaves these guys out here.
Yeah, Sealing doesn't have a lot of players on their sideline. They don't have near the depth.
Gives to Hunter, makes a man miss, gets out of the tackle. He's loose down to the 40-yard line, runs over his own blocker, Hamer, and gets down to the 30 as he was waiting on the block and said, I'm just good, I got to go, and just ran over Hudson Hamer, took it all the way down to the 42-yard line, or 32-yard line, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hamer's going to have some cleat marks on his back there.
That was a right about a 15, 16-yard run for Jaron Hunter, first and 10 Sealing. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. One quarter left to play. Sealing leads Ringwood 36-8 here in Gary Criss Field. Back after this on our road to the top on K101.